So team one, that's going to be Matt and Patrick. Team two is going to be Kate and Philip. Round one is science fact versus science fiction. So Matt and Patrick, you may confer. I'm going to read you a scientific fact and you have to tell us whether or not you think it's science fact or science fiction. So here we go. A hummingbird flaps its wings about 150 times per second. What do you think?
That was an underestimate.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that or more.
Yeah, I've seen the videos.
So you're going for true?
I think we're going for true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
It's more, I bet.
No, I'm sorry. Most hummingbirds actually flap their wings about 50 times a second. The fastest flapping record was 80 times a second. That was an amethyst wood star hummingbird. Well, so you're a little bit quick off the mark there, Matt. Okay, let's see if the others do any better. Let's move over to Kate and Philip. Question two. 250,000 mosquito bites would empty a human of blood. What do you think, Kate and Philip?
250,000.
So we have about, what, 9 pints, 4.5 litres of blood?
Metric in this studio, please.
Yeah. I went there. Four and a half litres. So, 200? No, I don't think so. That can't take very much.
No,
it's like fractions of a milliliter.
They're taking in. I wouldn't say they're taking in more than.
So, what do you think? True or false?
Milliliter. False.
False.
Yeah.
Although, all right, contain your enthusiasm. All right, just let me read you this. It says, although, yeah, it's easy for them to say, isn't it? Although it probably would kill you, though, because a mosquito drinks about 5 millionths of a litre of blood, so it would take 1 million mosquito bites to empty all of the blood out of a human. But having said that, losing 20% of your blood volume is potentially fatal. So without treatment, providing dinner for 250,000 mosquitoes probably would actually end not well for you. Probably. So there you go. We're on to the next round. What is bigger? Back to Matt and Patrick. Which is larger, the number of moons around Jupiter or the number of pencils you could make from the carbon in a human body?
Oh, no, it's got a lot. There's a huge number. How big's a pencil?
Oh, come on. Pencil size.
I don't think you can make many pencils.
You can't. I mean, we're carbon-based, but we're mostly water. Yeah. So, he's frowning.
What are you going for, pencils or Jupiter?
Don't let him throw you
Jupiter
off.
Jupiter.
Yeah. You're going for Jupiter.
Yeah. Oh, come on!
It's not your day.
How small is pencils?
Now, Jupiter's got 67 moons in orbit, as far as we know. Your body's 20% carbon. That's actually 15 kilos of carbon atoms in the average person. A pencil weighs a few grams, most of it being carbon. So you could make a few thousand pencils at least with the carbon atoms in the average person.
Who's coming up with this?
Me. Right, back to Kate and Phil, who are in the lead at the moment. Which is greater, the distance travelled by light in 1 second or the distance to the moon?
Oh, it's so. How
I mean,
minutes?
Light's pretty fast.
So, hang on, one light second.
I really like light, so I want to go with that.
Yeah.
We're going for the moon or light?
It's got to be the light.
Let's do it.
You're going for light.
Yeah, light.
Light speed.
No!
The answer is the moon. The average Earth moon distance is 380,000 kilometres. The light distance light travels in 1 second is 300,000. 3 × 10⁸ meters per second, 300,000 kilometres in a second. So you didn't get any marks for that. So currently it is still in the lead, Philip and Kate, with 1 point so far. On to round three. Back to Matt and Patrick. What letter won't you find in the periodic table of elements, Matt and Patrick?
Oh.
D.
I don't know. Oh, no, of course there's
I is in there.
J. Working your way through all 120 elements or something.
You're going J. We're going with J.
You're going J.
Yes!
They're off the mark. J doesn't appear in the table or in the names of any elements, but the letter Q is also not used, but it is in some temporary names that are given to elements that do contain that letter. For example, Ananquadium, which is now officially called, Philip?
Livermorium.
No, it's...
No.
Fluorovium. 114. Okay, it is level pegging, and it's all on this one. So, Kate and Philip, are you going to win, or does it go to a tiebreaker? Which element in the periodic table... See, we've got a chemist question for balancing it up for everyone. Which element in the periodic table has the highest melting temperature?
Ooh, this one's all you, Philip.
Depends on the definition. So, tungsten is generally the one that's considered to have the highest melting temperature. But if you count carbon diamond, which doesn't really melt... Then I'm going to go tungsten, I think.
Tungsten? Okay.
Should have stuck to your guns. Carbon melts at 3,500 degrees. As you said, a diamond will melt at 5,000 degrees with the right pressure. That is closely followed by tungsten, which melts at 3,400 degrees, and that's why tungsten is used in conventional light bulbs, where the filament glows at 2,500 degrees. So it's tie break time, so it's all on this one. Are you ready? So I'm going to read you this and confer between the two of you on the quiet, and then we will go with a point being awarded to the person who gets, or the team who gets closest. Right, if I laid 500 trillion E. coli bacteria end to end, for how far would they stretch?
On the order of microns.
Some frantic scribbling going on here.
Yeah.
The physicists are trying to work it out. The chemists and the biologists are reasoning it out. Matt and Patrick, team, what do you think the answer is?
5 × 10⁸ meters.
5 × 10, that's 500 million meters.
Yep.
Okay, 500 million meters. What do you guys think?
5 kilometers. 5,000 meters.
No, you're actually, I think actually it's going to therefore be Matt and Patrick who are the winners, because in fact the way we calculated this, the single length of an E. coli bacterium is around 3 microns, which is 3 millionths of a meter. The 500 trillion of them would therefore be 1.5 million kilometers long. And to put that into perspective, the diameter of the sun is 1.5 million kilometres. So you could stretch all the way across the sun with that number of microbes. So actually, who therefore won? Because I guess these guys get the victory. So it is a victory for Matt and Patrick this week. You get a prize beyond price. You get to be the Naked Scientist Brain of the Week.